Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. A Saturday morning of brilliant mortgage discussion.
Brilliant.
Yes, that makes everyone happy, enjoying the new scenery of the mortgage world. We want to share that with you today. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I'm here with inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and we want to talk with you about your home loan. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We want to see what you're doing out there, and you're trying to get that home mortgage done. If you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to get cash out of your home, the world has changed. The Federal Reserve has continued to raise interest rates. Mortgage rates are at the highest level since 2008. But houses are about 100% more in value than they were in 2008. So having the same rates with double the home values is making it a little bit of a challenge out there. A lot of strange things going on in the mortgage world. We just want to share with you your opportunities today. We want to see what we can do for you. If you're trying to get that home purchase loan done, make sure you call TexasLending.com. If you want to get that home cash out, refinance, call TexasLending.com. If there's still an opportunity for you to refinance, who knows what situation you've been in for the last several years, but give us a call here at TexasLending.com for your VA, FHA, jumbo, all these other things. Hi, Bubba.
Hey.
What's going on today?
More golf. This weekend.
More golf.
Championship, two-day championship.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's only fun if you win.
Yeah, well, hopefully you win. And at TextSunny.com, we want to help you win. And you can start by texting us at 972-387-4600. What happens on that text? You text in. We answer your questions here on the show. What kind of things do you want to put in there? You want to put in if you want to buy a home? Let us know how much money you're making, what kind of down payment you're looking for. And not only what kind of down payment you're looking for, but we had three things. They have to have their income, their down payment, and your credit score.
Yes,
your credit score. Tell us your credit score. That's all important. We got to know how much money you can afford, what kind of down payment you're going to need, what kind of loan program.
Yeah.
So your credit score will give us a guide on what kind of loan program you're going to get into. Your down payment will also give us a little bit of that idea. We'll give you an idea about how much your payment's going to be. We've seen mortgage rates slip over 6% right now. And so that's right where mortgage rates were right at the end of 2008 when everything came to an end. At the end of 2008, after Lehman collapsed and all these other things, mortgage rates are up around 6%. And then they went down, and they've been down below that for the last 15 years, 14 years. And then, so if you're trying to get that home loan done, we're right back there. And if you want to get that cash out refinance, you're going to be somewhere around there, six and a quarter to 7%, somewhere in there for your cash out refinances. But everyone's going to have a different scenario. Some of you are going to have a lot more equity than others. Most people who are getting cash out of their home still have 40% equity of cash in their home. Some of you have your homes paid off, but you just need some cash. A lot of people say, my home's paid off, I want to borrow $200,000.
Yeah.
And so
Because you don't know what's going on in this economy.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be cash flow. You know?
Yeah.
I know I'm that way. That's important.
Yeah. Make sure you get in touch with us, 972-387-4600. We'll answer your questions. If you want to get cash out of your home, you got to tell us the following: your credit score, what your home value currently is, and what you currently owe on your home. If you give us those things, we can give you an idea of what you can get out of your home.
Okay, so yesterday, I just want to give a shout-out to Matt Norton. He's a realtor in Frisco. He puts on a tournament every year for Scottish Rite Hospital. He had a big crowd out there yesterday, even though, like I said, when I talked to him about the realtor, he said, wow, it's just crazy how it's changed. He goes, people are out there and they're saying, oh, wow, but the interest rates are 6 and they were 3 a year ago. Yeah, but now you're not paying $40,000 or $50,000 over for a house now. And that's, he said, and people have to realize that, you know, he's not seeing the offers over.
Over the value of the house
3 months ago or even 4 months ago.
Yeah, so still a hot market here in Dallas-Fort Worth for people who want to get into homes. If you're one of those people, make sure you get in touch with us. We say, you know, you marry the house, you date the interest rate. You know, when rates drop, you go find a new one. And right now, they are where they are. Who knows how long they're going to be up here? Who knows if they go up any higher? Things are all off the rails right now, And one of the things is we've seen gas prices come down. We don't know how much of that gas price is coming down is because of the government selling the strategic oil reserves that are used in the United States in case of emergencies. That is being done right now. We don't know if after the midterm elections if that continues. There's a slight chance. There's obviously political motives in keeping gas prices down. To make people happy, but making people happy doesn't make your strategic oil reserves happy. When they are dwindling, and so anyway, you right now, what happens if oil goes back up? What happens if gas goes back to $4.50, $5 a gallon, or worse? So there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, there's a lot of things happening, and we want to make sure that we're there for you. So make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com. So Bubba, you since July, there's been something going on.
Yes.
It's made it a little bit more challenging on getting the cash out of your home. And so when you try to get people approved these days, is it more difficult now?
Oh yeah. And,
what's more difficult?
It's more difficult for lower credit scores. Even though, you know, we say 620, but very rarely does 620 get approved unless there's, you know, something like a lot of equity, a low debt ratio, and some assets. you know, like a 401k or something to show that you can make the payment if something goes wrong. We're seeing, you know, LTV challenges, even up to 680 credit scores, where your best pricing is going to be, you know, less than 70% loan to value, things like that. 80% loan to value is available out there, but it's taking a really good credit score, and you're still paying a premium for that rate.
Well, get in touch with us here. We want to help you out. Like we said, most people still have 40% equity in their home when they get their cash out refinance done. There's new loan limits out there now. We're starting to see conventional loans being approved up to $715,000. So the jumbo limit was $647,000.
It's gone up every year.
For the last 20 years at least, we've seen it going up.
Yeah.
And so the jumbo loan limit, $715,000 is what our investors, servicers, the secondary markets are now, they are now agreeing to buy those loans, even though it hasn't been fully announced. $715,000 is your new jumbo loan limit, I think, coming forward. We should see that coming out pretty quickly. If you want to get yourself into a cash out situation, if you want to get prepared for the future, get your debts resolved now, because credit cards have announced that they're at a new average. The new high for the credit cards are an all-time high. Mm-hmm. So the all-time high for credit card rates is above 18%. Now, that's the average. So that means you have some that are in the mid-20s. Mm-hmm. And some of you are sitting on $20,000 and $30,000 of credit card debt. And so it's eating you alive. You're probably paying somewhere between $800 to $1,200 a month. And you could still get those lowered, those interest rates down, hopefully down in the sixes, and reduce those interest rates by 66% at least. So get in touch with us at TexasLending.com so you can have lower debt payments. You're paying less interest in the same debt. That's the idea. Mm-hmm. You have the same amount of debt, just the interest rate's lower. You're paying a lot less interest. So those payments can drop hundreds, and some people drop thousands a month in terms of credit card debt payments. And like we said, a lot of people have their homes paid off. They have a lot of credit card debt. And so they might make sense to take some cash out and put some cash in your bank account, because you don't know what's coming. So get yourself prepared with TexasLending.com. Go online and apply, or text us right now. We want your text at 972-387-4600. All text lines are open. What's the big... Well, I'm going to the SMU game today.
Are you really?
The
SMU and TCU game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the SMU game down there. What is your...
In Dallas.
Yeah, what other big games? I haven't paid attention.
Today?
I haven't paid attention. Which are the big games?
Arkansas and A&M out at AT&T.
I'm just wondering what people are up to around DFW, you know?
Texas Tech and Texas.
As people are driving around out there, what game are you going to this weekend? But we want to know what we can do for you. If you're trying to buy that home, maybe you're wondering what to expect next. What happened with the Federal Reserve increase in interest rates this week? I want to point out this. And there's a lot of economic news that are showing there's major, major contraction going on in many markets, okay, mm-hmm. not just the mortgage market. There is contraction going on in many places. Obviously, the stock market yesterday got knocked down, and that's inappropriate Uncle Bubba doing inappropriate things during the show. So anyway... We are saying that typically when the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, you get to a point where the long-term rates start coming down. And so why does that happen? Well, when the Federal Reserve raises the short-term rate, their idea is to slow down long-term inflation, right? Mm-hmm. So, in the idea of slowing down long-term inflation, then long-term interest rates get lower than the short-term rates.
Right.
So if you're paying credit cards, those are on short-term rates, right? Those adjust on you monthly. And so those payments can go up really fast. The longer term, if you think inflation is going to get that back down to 3% or 4% or mm-hmm. 2%, mm-hmm. then your long-term rates might actually get lower. When the long-term rates are lower than the short-term rates, that's called an inversion of the yield curve. What's a yield curve? The yield curve is this. I'm going to make it real simple for everybody. when there are bonds out there, what are bonds? There are loans. They're loans. They're, bonds are loans. When you're loaning somebody money and they pay you interest, a treasury bond is you loaning the government money and the government pays you interest. There are municipal bonds where you give money to your government, local government, and then they pay you interest on it. Those are municipal bonds. There are short-term and there are long-term. So you have the over what you have a one-day loan, call it a one-month loan, two-month loan, six-month loan, two-year loan. There's all different kinds of terms. When the longer-term rates get lower than the short-term rates, it's called an inversion.
Inversion.
Because the shorter-term rates, you might be able to get a 4% return, and the longer-term rates, you might get a 3% return because you think inflation is going to be low over time and you're just making a bet. Typically, when the Federal Reserve starts raising rates, you start getting an inversion. You start seeing the rates go down in the long term. That has yet to happen.
Yeah.
There is an inversion right now that has happened. And usually when that happens, that means your recession is looming. Even though, here's the other thing. The definition of a recession is when the GDP contracts for two straight quarters. Well, that happened in the first quarter and second quarter.
It's already happened.
I know, but then the government came out and said, "Oh, that we're going to rename it. We're not going to call it that anymore because it doesn't make us happy." Okay, so we're just going to rename everything. You know, everyone gets a new name. And so, anyway, so when you have that right now, there's an inversion that usually tells you that a recession is imminent. It is imminent. We saw the stock market go down a lot yesterday. It went down a lot. And so there's going to be more of that coming. I'm just going to tell everyone there's more of that coming. The stock market is going to absolutely go through free fall because what the Federal Reserve is doing is completely collapsing the economy. I'm just going to tell that to everyone right now. And so with that going on, how does that help you? You need to get yourself prepared now.
Yeah, but how does that help the country?
It lowers inflation.
Oh, that's a big
thing. Yeah. And so, yeah. So that
what's more important?
I don't know. That's a good question because the Federal Reserve's one of their things is to preserve the value of the dollar. When the dollar is worthless from too much money printing and government spending, now the dollar it's worthless. The money is free for everybody. People get free money from their government. Then now the currency is worthless, and so when the currency is worthless, inflation happens, and so the Federal Reserve says, "Well, we gotta pull all this money back in."
Sounds like they need to rename it the Mafia Reserve.
Look at this. This is this is a question. This guy sent this question in last week.
Yeah.
Now, and I wanted to respond to this person. It says, 3 months ago, you talked about Walmart and the box stores having a massive amount of inventory left over from the pandemic. And that there would be a deflation of goods on shelves at low prices that would cause a lot of layoffs in these companies. Whatever happened with that? It's happening now. It's happening now. As a matter of fact, we got off this. We addressed this question last week.
Right.
And on Monday, I woke up and there was an article that Walmart and Target have slashed buying new goods in all their orders by 50%. Because they have too much inventory. Okay? So for Christmas, they're usually ordering a bunch of stuff.
Right.
They're anticipating that they already have enough stuff. And so that is already happening. And what I said last week is be patient, Glashapa. Be patient. This is happening. Sometimes the things don't happen as fast, but that is exactly what is happening. I was talking to a guy in retail out on the golf course the other day, and he said, "We just have so much inventory." He was doing a different kind of thing. You don't need it. So what's happening? The shipping containers are slowing down. It's down 20%, 30%. Because there's less inventory being ordered, and so there's too much sitting around, and people can't afford all this stuff, right? With the cost of everything else going up. So your food is going up, your rent is going up. Now the Federal Reserve. I want to say this to everybody: if you're listening, you're staying in touch here. Part of inflation is rent. It is included in the inflation report. When the Federal Reserve keeps raising rates, rent goes up. By raising rate, they're actually causing inflation in rent. So they say they're trying to raise the rates to slow down inflation. But landlords, knowing that the price of getting a home is going to be more expensive, they know they can charge you more.
for rent.
Gas or food continues to go up in price, right? Food continues to go up in price. Rent continues to go up in price. College just got $400 billion of free money by giving $400 billion to students to get worthless degrees. That $400 billion goes to colleges that keep charging you more every year while they're sitting on billions of dollars of endowments. You citizens need to know that. You need to get yourself prepared now. If you need to get a cash-out refinance, you don't know what's coming next. You don't know if you're going to have a job soon because the Federal Reserve said we're going to have layoffs before we stop raising rates. Y'all have to start firing. Y'all have to start get fired before we're going to stop raising rates. You need to get yourself prepared. 972-387-4600. Go online to texaslending.com. Okay, here we have a real question about mortgages, but we got to take a break.
Maybe I can take a break.
We're going to take a break. We have our first question is someone looking to buy buy a pool. And so,
see, what's that? See what happens when we don't have Tress here to keep us in line?
Yes, we're going to take a break.
We'll come, miss Tress.
We'll come back after these messages.
She'll be back next week.
Text.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This now 972-387-4600. We'll see you after this break on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Text your questions in 972-387-4600. Here we are. We have our first question of the day about mortgages. Get your question in right now if you have one about your credit score, maybe your down payment requirements, maybe your income documentation, maybe just whether you can qualify for a house or not. 972-387-4600. Here's the question. Here's the information. Looking to purchase a pool, need around $90,000 in cash. Refinance with us in 2020 at 3.125. I believe based on our home value, they have $200,000 in equity. We just wonder what types of options we have. They owe about $300K and the values are about $500K. They have a great credit score of 800. They make $140,000 a year take home. So they have the income necessary for this loan. They have the credit score necessary for this loan.
My question was, when you did your loan back in 2020, did you do a cash out? That would be my question for you. Because it says you have a 3.125 rate. Back then, the rates on regular refinance were in the twos, so I'm thinking maybe you did do a cash out on your home.
Well, yeah. So, they got a loan at 3.1. So it depends on if they got the loan in the beginning of 2020 before everything collapsed, or if they got it later 2020 when rates were a little bit different. But also, like you said, Bubba, they might have got cash out at the time.
Right.
Right now, if they wanted to get a loan, here's the deal: they owe $300.
Mm-hmm.
Their home is worth $500. In Texas, you can get up to 80% of the value of the house. Now that's not a guarantee anymore. As Fannie Mae, there's two things going on in the market, okay? Fannie Mae has tightened down. They closed in March.
Okay.
So they closed in March before the collapse, so they locked that thing probably in February before the rates really went down.
They didn't do cash out.
It says no cash. So it didn't have to because at that time that's where rates were, then the rates dropped lower than that. But the point is right now, Fannie Mae has tightened, since July, they have tightened the approvals for cash outs out of your home. They're saying we don't want people to get cash. We want all that equity in your home. We want you to stay in that equity in your home. And then if your credit cards are too high, so be it. And so that's kind of what Fannie Mae is doing. And I'm sure that's the way they kind of made that decision. Is these homes have a lot of equity. We want them to continue to have equity so that we don't get leveraged at Fannie Mae. And so they're making it tougher to get cash out. So we can run this through the system to see if you can get cash. Let's say you did get cash out of that home.
Well, sounds like they could with 800 credit score.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. 80% of the value of the house is the most money you can get out on a home equity cash out refinance in Texas. 80% of the value. So the home is worth $500. The maximum you could get out is $400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The interest rate on an 80% cash out on a $400,000 loan is probably going to be somewhere in the sixes,
mm-hmm.
right? Low sixes. They're at 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to get a cash out refinance, they'd have to get refinance the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other option is a home equity line of credit.
Or
second lien home equity line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And with their credit score, it's easier to qualify with an 800 credit score. You can't really get a home equity line of credit with a 680 credit score. But with an 800 credit score, it's possible. You could get a second lien. That interest rate's probably going to be what the current overnight rate is, which is 3.25. If you take that 3.25 and you add 3%, that is prime. The prime rate right now is 6.25. Okay, that's what prime is. So with prime being at 6.25, you'd probably pay about 8% on a home equity line of credit. I just want to say this. I remember doing these radio shows back in 2008, 2007, and someone, when they wanted to get a pool, a real nice pool, was $40,000.
Yeah.
That was a really nice pool, was $40,000. I've talked to people. They're putting in a pool, and their pool cost $200,000. I'll tell you what else is going on. Our air conditioning broke.
Again?
No, it broke a week ago. So we've been without air conditioning for 10 days.
Oh, my.
For 10 days that we've had it. So what's with all that? Well, we went out and got bids, and I'm not going to name companies. The bid for one air conditioner, not multiple, one air conditioner came in at $22,000. That was the first one. The second one came in at $11,000. We're continuing to shop. It's supposed to cool down on Monday. We're not going to really need an air conditioner for another year here, in about another week, but until next spring. But yeah, that first one, and it's an interesting thing. I'm not gonna name companies. I'm just gonna say they had a very high bid, so they're very proud. And so anyway, that didn't happen. And so yeah, crazy stuff. Now you're getting pools at $90,000. They need $90,000 in cash to build this pool. Their home equity line of credit or a first lien cash out refinance. Those are your decisions that you need to make. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you.
I would say 10 years ago that my house in Coppell was $22,000 for two of them.
For two air conditionings?
Yeah.
Air conditioners?
16 SEER.
Yeah.
It was two brand new units.
Yeah, crazy. Text us now if you have a question about your mortgage, trying to get home equity, trying to
text
buy a
home. Text us now if you're an air conditioning guy and you give us a good deal.
972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. That's your text line. Get in touch with us today. And we're going to take another break. We went too long in the first part of the show, and so we're right back on track now. We'll take that break. When we get back, we want to answer more of your questions. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with interest rates comparative to mortgages.
If you're interested.
Mortgages versus other rates. We're going to talk about that in just a second. When we come back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. Text us your questions, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to buy or refinance a home, we want to answer your questions. We've been on here on the fan for probably 7 or 8 years now, helping people answer questions about your home situation. You don't have to call a loan officer. You can call us right now. You can text us right now at 972-387-4600. If you want to talk to a loan officer, you can do that. Make sure you make sure that you call TexasHunting.com or go online and apply. Now, there's been in the past, Bubba. We talked earlier about how bonds are loans. They're typically loans to governments, corporations. If General Motors wanted to raise a bond, you'd lend them money so that they could build a plant. Okay,
right.
It's a bond. It's a corporate bond. There's those municipal bonds, tax-free municipal bonds, where you lend your local government money to build schools, and then they raise taxes on you. And then you have federal government when you lend them money, and then they give it away free to people. You're lending them money, and they're going to pay you interest. Right now, you can get 3.75% interest if you lent the government money for 10 years. They're going to pay you 3.75% interest on that. A two-year bond, a two-year bill with the government, Bubba. I can't remember if they call that a note or a bill, the one right there in the middle. But the two-year is over 4%. So if you lent the government money for 2 years, they'd pay you over 4% per year on the federal level. There are also municipal bonds. I'm not a financial planner. I'm just saying. Now, typically in the past, in the last 15 years, we've seen mortgage rates. We say that the current mortgage is at 6.25. The 10-year treasury is at 3.75.
Right.
The typical spread for the last 10 years is that your mortgage rate has been about 1.5% higher than the 10-year treasury. So if you added 1.5%, their mortgage rate should be down around 5.25%. But they're not. As a matter of fact, we're seeing that mortgage rates, in some cases, are 3% higher than the treasuries that are not. So typically, the mortgages, but here's the thing. Here's what we all got to know. We all got to know this. Why are mortgage rates going up so much higher than treasury rates? Why are mortgage rates going up higher than treasury rates? And let me explain it to you. Because since 2001, on 9/11, since that time, the Federal Reserve has been buying a majority of the mortgage bonds.
Yes.
They've been buying mortgage rates low. Now, the Federal Reserve stopped doing it. They're no longer buying them.
But they have them.
But they own some. But they're not buying any.
Right.
And so there's no one to buy them.
Yep.
Because people are afraid of houses. What do I mean by that? They'd rather give the federal government money so they can give people free money. They'd rather give the federal government money so then they can tax you more. They'd rather give their money to the government at 3.75 than give it to Fannie Mae and lend people money for houses.
Right.
Because they're afraid of 2008 happening. And the strange thing is now all these homes have so much equity in them. You know, these homes have a lot of equity in them. People got these homes at $200,000 worth $500,000 now.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of equity. That's different than 2008. People were borrowing 110% of the value of the house.
But not in Texas.
People were borrowing 100% of the value of the house in cash and in equity. So there was no equity in the houses. Zero down loans were all over the place. People were getting loans without job verification. Now people have job verification. They have equity in their homes. And so the only way that you're going to see a bunch of foreclosures is with a bunch of layoffs. You see, back then, there was a bunch of foreclosures because people were getting loans on adjustable rate mortgages that would go up 5% a year after they bought the house, Bubba.
Yeah.
And they got 100% financing with no job.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they couldn't afford the house. So then they all went back. You know, people foreclosed and gave them back. Home values collapsed. Well, home values are only collapsing now for one reason. Okay? Home values are only going to collapse. They're not collapsing. I'm saying the only reason that would happen is this. If someone's trying to get approved for a home and they want to buy a $500,000 home last December, they can now only afford $350,000.
Right.
Because of interest rates. So the interest rate rise has knocked out about $150,000 to $200,000 out of a $500,000 purchase. So now instead of someone going, okay, I'm going to buy your house for $500,000. Oh, I only got approved for $350,000. The $500,000 people who want to sell their house, $500,000, got to start lowering their price because there's no one getting approved for $500,000 because the incomes now have not increased to cover the $20,000 a year more. That's what it costs on a $500,000 loan. It costs a family $20,000 more per year in interest to buy that home, which is about $1,700 a month. And if you didn't get a $20,000 or $30,000 raise on your job after taxes, that's $20,000. If you did not get yourself a $30,000 a year raise in your job, then you're not going to be able to do that, buy that home. So that's why home values would drop, is there's not enough buyers to be able to afford these $500,000, $700,000, $800,000 homes with the interest rates where they are. And so you can see rent inflation and housing home price deflation. And so that's what you could see. This person says they are building a home. They're securing a construction loan for $1.2 million, but they are asking for a takeout commitment. The mortgage company will take out or pay off the construction loan at the end of the construction. Can you explain what this is? Okay, it's real simple. So your builder wants to go get a loan for $1.2 million from the bank so they can build your house. They need to go get a construction loan. The only way that that builder can get a construction loan from the bank is if the bank knows that that loan is going to be paid off when the home is complete. The bank doesn't want to be sitting on a finished home construction loan, because it's a construction loan. It's not a finished product. This is a loan to build a house. It's a loan to pay workers to build a house, to pay for lumber and gas and everything and all the things that go on there.
It may end up being 1.4, maybe.
Okay. So, but actually lumber prices have been going down. Well, and gas prices have been going down. And commodity prices have been dropping. And so you're seeing deflation in that. You're still seeing inflation. And you're seeing inflation in food and rent.
Rent.
Okay. And so housing inflation. So when the bank loans the builder money for $1.2 million, they're only going to do it if they know that at the time that loan is complete, they can be taken out. It's a takeout loan. You're going to take the bank out. You're going to pay off that loan for the bank and say, okay, we're going to do this 30-year mortgage for 30 years for this person. It's a construction to some people call it a construction to permanent refinance, depending on how that gets arranged. Sometimes it's just a purchase. If the builder is getting a loan, you're going to do a purchase. If you got the loan for the construction, it would be a construction to permanent refinance. They both need a takeout letter for the construction. One's a takeout for the builder. One would be a takeout for you to get that refinanced into a permanent loan. So that's what a takeout to pay off the construction is the bank doesn't want to be sitting there with a loan that was meant for 6 months or 8 months. Because the eight-month loan for building is typically more expensive than the final one. And so, yeah, that's so you're still seeing wage inflation, okay? So employers now have to pay people more money because there's not enough people going to look for jobs. So employee pay is up, and until everyone gets laid off, and that's going to be interesting. You're going to have so employee pay is up, rent is up, food is up. And so there's so much inventory. The question is, when will – there was a report, and I want to find that report and send it to my friend here. I will do that. And I'm going to text it to your text number, who earlier said, when is this max inventory going to start causing value of goods in Walmart and Target? You know, if Walmart and Target have to start dropping their prices. But I did mention – that they have dropped their new orders by up to 50% in some cases because they're already sitting on product. And so if people aren't going to go in and buy it, they're going to have to get these things off their books. So is there going to be massive deflation coming, Bubba?
Mm.
Or is inflation going to continue after the election when the federal government stops releasing our oil reserve, when they stop releasing the oil reserve? And they're only doing that right now to keep people happy before the midterm elections. That's the only reason that's happening.
And that's the only reason why gas prices have gone down.
That's the only reason gas prices have gone down.
Yep.
And so, no, there's one more reason the gas prices have gone down, because the economy is slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are not driving as much because gas prices were so high. And so the economy is slowing down. So there is less usage of oil and gas. But you're also, the federal government is flooding it with oil reserves. And so when that oil reserve thing stops, the question is, does gas go back up? We don't know. So here's the next thing.
Here's the next thing.
For all you out there, you hear about this scary inflation number. Okay, this scary, scary inflation number. So here's the deal. Year over year, since last year, inflation was 8 point something. Call it 8.3, 8.7, whatever the number was. It's 8 point something. But month over month, remember when Biden said zero inflation, there's zero inflation now? He was saying, well, July to August, or June to July, the month over month showed zero inflation. They came out this week, Bubba. They came out the week before and they said, oh my gosh, this is a much higher number. You know what the month over month inflation was from one month to next? 0.1. Now, in the past, when rates were really low, if you would have announced that inflation was 0.1, mortgage rates would have tanked. They said inflation month over month is only 0.1. Add that up over a year, and it's only 1% inflation.
Yeah.
Well, if this went on for the next year, it'd be 1% inflation.
Right.
And so that is the thing is, if they come out again next month and say inflation month over month is zero, you've had 3 months in a row where it's been 0.1 and zero. Are they going to keep telling us that inflation is rampant, or are the things that are going down in price, like buying a new house, gas prices, retail selling their products, lumber going down, because lumber is going down for builders? And so with this deflation going on in some aspects, are they going to continue to raise the rates and how high? I'll tell you what, they tried this in 2018, Bubba. And they got rates up to about 2%, the Federal Reserve did, and they had to reverse course. And I don't want to make everyone's head hurt, but the federal government and the Federal Reserve printed, you know, tens of trillions of dollars here in the last couple of years. And now when they pull that money out and there's not tens of trillions of dollars going in there and the stock market's dropping like it is, you know, at some point, is the Federal Reserve going to get back out there with a bazooka and start buying things again? Or are they just going to stop raising rates and everybody thinks things can slow down a little bit? That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping for. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. And you can text us right now at 972-387-4600. I know we're having a lot of economic talk, but this affects your mortgages. This affects your ability to buy.
I think it's good stuff myself because it helps me during the week when I'm trying to explain things.
Well, I try to make it a layman's explanation. We are not an economic show on CNBC. This is a mortgage show, but these are affecting your rates. This is what to come in rates. We don't know anymore because the Federal Reserve says, everyone says inflation is rampant, but a 0.1% month over month, that adds up. They're trying to get to a 2% inflation. They want us to get to 2% inflation. Well, you're on your track if you're getting month over month at 0%, you know, but year over year, from last year to this September, things went crazy. But is that going to continue on that pace on next year? Who knows?
Take a break.
We're going to take a break. Come back for more of your questions on the TexasHunting.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. Text us your questions, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to buy or refinance a home, we want to answer your questions. We've been on here on the fan for probably 7 or 8 years now, helping people answer questions about your home situation. You don't have to call a loan officer. You can call us right now. You can text us right now at 972-387-4600. If you want to talk to a loan officer, you can do that. Make sure you make sure that you call TexasHunting.com or go online and apply. Now, there's been in the past, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
We talked earlier about how bonds are loans. They're typically loans to governments, corporations. If General Motors wanted to raise a bond, you'd lend them money so that they could build a plant. Okay,
right.
It's a bond. It's a corporate bond. There's those municipal bonds, tax-free municipal bonds, where you lend your local government money to build schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then they raise taxes on you,
Mm-hmm.
And then you have federal government when you lend them money, and then they give it away free to people. And then you have you're lending them money, and they're going to pay you interest. Right now, you can get 3.75% interest if you lent the government money for 10 years. They're going to pay you 3.75% interest on that. A two-year bill with the government, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if they call that a note or a bill, the one right there in the middle. But the 2 year is over 4%. So if you lent the government money for 2 years, they'd pay you over 4% per year on the federal level. There are also municipal bonds. I'm not a financial planner. I'm just saying. Now, typically in the past, in the last 15 years, we've seen mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm.
We say that the current mortgage is at 6.25. The 10-year treasury is at 3.75.
Right.
The typical spread for the last 10 years is that your mortgage rate has been about 1.5% higher than the 10-year treasury. So if you added 1.5%, their mortgage rate should be down around 5.25. But they're not. As a matter of fact, we're seeing that mortgage rates in some cases, are 3% higher than the treasuries that are not. So typically, the mortgages, but here's the thing. Here's what we all got to know. We all got to know this. Why are mortgage rates going up so much higher than treasury rates? Why are mortgage rates going up higher than treasury rates? And let me explain it to you. Because since 2001, on 9/11, since that time, the Federal Reserve has been buying a majority of the mortgage bonds.
Yes.
They've been buying mortgage rates low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Federal Reserve stopped doing it. They're no longer buying them.
But they have them.
But they own some. But they're not buying any.
Right.
And so there's no one to buy them.
Yep.
Because people are afraid of houses. What do I mean by that? They'd rather give the federal government money so they can give people free money. They'd rather give the federal government money so then they can tax you more. They'd rather give their money to the government at 3.75 than give it to Fannie Mae and lend people money for houses.
Right.
Because they're afraid of 2008 happening. And the strange thing is now all these homes have so much equity in them. These homes have a lot of equity in them. People got these homes at $200,000 worth $500,000 now.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of equity. That's different than 2008. People were borrowing 110% of the value of the house.
But not in Texas.
People were borrowing 100% of the value of the house in cash and in equity. Mm-hmm. So there was no equity in the houses. Zero down loans were all over the place. People were getting loans without job verification. Now people have job verification.
Mm-hmm.
They have equity in their homes. And so the only way that you're going to see a bunch of foreclosures is with a bunch of layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, back then, there was a bunch of foreclosures because people were getting loans on adjustable rate mortgages that would go up 5% a year after they bought the house, Bubba.
Yep.
And they got 100% financing with no job.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they couldn't afford the house. So then they all went back. People foreclosed and gave them back. Home values collapsed. Well, home values are only collapsing now for one reason. Okay? Home values are only going to collapse. They're not collapsing. I'm saying the only reason that would happen is this. If someone's trying to get approved for a home and they want to buy a $500,000 home last December, they can now only afford $350,000.
Right.
Because of interest rates. So the interest rate rise has knocked out about $150,000 to $200,000 out of a $500,000 purchase. So now instead of someone going, okay, I'm going to buy your house for $500,000. Oh, I only got approved for $350,000. The $500,000 people who want to sell their house, $500,000, got to start lowering their price because there's no one getting approved for $500,000 because the incomes now have not increased to cover the $20,000 a year more. That's what it costs on a $500,000 loan. It costs a family $20,000 more per year in interest to buy that home, which is about $1,700 a month. And if you didn't get a $20,000 or $30,000 raise on your job after taxes, that's $20,000. If you did not get yourself a $30,000 a year raise in your job, then you're not going to be able to do that, buy that home. So that's why home values would drop, is there's not enough buyers to be able to afford these $500,000, $700,000, $800,000 homes with the interest rates where they are. And so you can see rent inflation and housing home price deflation. And so that's what you could see. This person says they are building a home. They're securing a construction loan for $1.2 million, but they are asking for a takeout commitment. The mortgage company will take out or pay off the construction loan at the end of the construction. Can you explain what this is? Okay, it's real simple. So your builder wants to go get a loan for $1.2 million from the bank so they can build your house. They need to go get a construction loan. The only way that that builder can get a construction loan from the bank is if the bank knows that that loan is going to be paid off when the home is complete. The bank doesn't want to be sitting on a finished home construction loan, because it's a construction loan. It's not a finished product. This is a loan to build a house. It's a loan to pay workers to build a house, to pay for lumber and gas and everything and all the things that go on there.
It may end up being 1.4, maybe.
Okay. So, but actually lumber prices have been going down. Gas prices have been going down. And commodity prices have been dropping. And so you're seeing deflation in that. You're still seeing inflation. And you're seeing inflation in food and rent.
Rent.
Okay? And so housing inflation. So when the bank lends the builder money for $1.2 million, they're only going to do it if they know that at the time that loan is complete, they can be taken out. That's a takeout loan. You're going to take the bank out. You're going to pay off that loan for the bank and say, okay, we're going to do this 30-year mortgage for 30 years for this person. It's a construction to some people call it a construction to permanent refinance, depending on how that gets arranged. Sometimes it's just a purchase. If the builder is getting a loan, you're going to do a purchase. If you got the loan for the construction, it'd be a construction to permanent refinance. They both need a takeout letter for the construction. One's a takeout for the builder. One would be a takeout for you to get that refinanced into a permanent loan. So that's what a takeout to pay off the construction is the bank doesn't want to be sitting there with a loan that was meant for 6 months or 8 months. Because that 8 month loan for building is typically more expensive than the final one. And so, yeah, so you're still seeing wage inflation, okay? So employers now have to pay people more money because there's not enough people going to look for jobs. So employee pay is up, and until everyone gets laid off, and that's going to be interesting. You're going to have so employee pay is up, rent is up, food is up. And so there's so much inventory. The question is, there was a report, and I want to find that report and send it to my friend here. I will do that. And I'm going to text it to your text number, who earlier said, when is this max inventory going to start causing value of goods in Walmart and Target? You know, if Walmart and Target have to start dropping their prices, but I did mention that they have dropped their new orders by up to 50% in some cases because they're already sitting on product. And so if people aren't going to go in and buy it, they're going to have to get these things off their books. So is there going to be massive deflation coming, Bubba? Or is inflation going to continue after the election when the federal government stops releasing our oil reserve, when they stop releasing the oil reserve? And they're only doing that right now to keep people happy before the midterm elections. That's the only reason that's happening.
And that's the only reason why it's a political, gas prices have gone down.
That's the only reason gas prices have gone down.
Yep.
And so, no, there's one more reason. The gas prices have gone down because the economy is slowing down. And so people are not driving as much because they didn't, because gas prices were so high. And so the economy is slowing down. So there is less usage of oil and gas. But you're also, the federal government is flooding it with oil reserves. And so when that oil reserve thing stops, the question is, does gas go back up? We don't know. So here's the next thing. For all you out there. You hear about this scary inflation number. Okay, this scary, scary inflation number. So here's the deal. Year over year, since last year, inflation was 8 point something. Call it 8.3, 8.7, whatever the number was. It's 8 point something.
That's
their.
Yeah.
But month over month, remember when Biden said zero inflation, there's zero inflation now? He was saying, well, July to August, or June to July, the month over month showed zero inflation. They came out this week, Bubba. They came out the week before and they said, oh my gosh, this is a much higher number. You know what the month over month inflation was from one month to the next? 0.1. Now, in the past, when rates were really low, if you would have announced that inflation was 0.1, mortgage rates would have tanked. They said inflation month over month is only 0.1. Add that up over a year, and it's only 1% inflation.
Yeah.
Well, if this went on for the next year, it'd be 1% inflation.
Right.
And so that is the thing is, if they come out again next month and say inflation month over month is zero, you've had 3 months in a row where it's been 0.1 and zero. Are they going to keep telling us that inflation is rampant, or are the things that are going down in price, like buying a new house, gas prices, retail selling their products, lumber going down, because lumber is going down for builders. And so with this deflation going on in some aspects, are they going to continue to raise the rates and how high? I'll tell you what, they tried this in 2018, Bubba. And they got rates up to about 2%, the Federal Reserve did, and they had to reverse course. And I don't want to make everyone's head hurt, but the federal government and the Federal Reserve printed, you know, tens of trillions of dollars here in the last couple of years. And now when they pull that money out and there's not tens of trillions of dollars going in there and the stock market's dropping like it is, you know, at some point, is the Federal Reserve going to get back out there with a bazooka and start buying things again? Or are they just going to stop raising rates and everybody thinks things can slow down a little bit? That's what we're hoping for. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. And you can text us right now at 972-387-4600. I know we're having a lot of economic talk, but this affects your mortgages. This affects your ability to buy.
I think it's good stuff myself because it helps me during the week when I'm trying to explain things.
Well, I try to make it a layman's explanation. We are not an economic show on CNBC. This is a mortgage show, but these are affecting your rates. This is what to come in rates. We don't know anymore because the Federal Reserve says, everyone says inflation is rampant, but a 0.1% month over month, that adds up. They're trying to get to a 2% inflation. They want us to get to 2% inflation. Well, you're on your track if you're getting month over month at 0%, you know, but year over year, from last year to this September, things went crazy. But is that going to continue on that pace on next year? Who knows?
Take a break.
We're going to take a break. Come back for more of your questions on the TexasLending.com mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking about your home loans. Make sure you get your questions in today. We want to answer them. Okay, listening to the last 4 years, just want to say thank you. They've been listening for 4 years. They want to say thanks. Starting my morning listening to you almost every Saturday. Once again, you're talking about exactly what I'm most interested in hearing right now. A lot of people don't know what's going on, but I want to tell you before we get out of here today, I want to tell you this is not a conspiracy. This is an interesting thing. You got to follow me here. One of our biggest challenges in this country is pensions. Mm-hmm. And the pensions, retirement, is trillions of dollars. And these pensions, these pensions are required to invest in certain, they have to invest in certain investments. For example, here's another one, not just pensions, insurance companies. Mm-hmm. They are required, since they're holding on to your money, let's say you pay car insurance or homeowners insurance. These companies have to hold on to your money, and they're not allowed to just go spend that money willy-nilly in case something bad happens, they lose all your money. They have to invest in AAA securities, okay? Something highly rated that's a good chance on a good bet on having a good return. Mortgages are included in that. And so mortgage rates have been down around 1% and 2%. Well, an insurance company doesn't want to make 2%. And your pensions also cannot live off of 1% or 2%. Pensions typically need about a 7.5% interest rate in order to continue functioning. Pensions have been investing in stocks. Pensions have been, follow me here. They've been investing in stocks. Mortgage rates are now approaching 7%. Pretty soon, they could be at 7.5% or 8%. Pension funds can no longer invest in stocks because the stocks are getting hammered. That were, if you're a fireman or a teacher or work for the federal government and you have an unlimited pension, that doesn't look, it's not unlimited if they lose all your money. They have to have that money invested somewhere, getting an interest rate return on it or a return on it that makes sense. As interest rates get into the sevens and eights, since the Federal Reserve is no longer buying bonds, I talked about this earlier, they were the buyer of bonds for the last 20 years since 9/11. Any catastrophe that happened, 2008, 2018, 2020, anytime something bad happened, the Federal Reserve started buying mortgage bonds. They said they're no longer going to do it. Someone else has to do it. If you're not going to do it in your 401k, someone has to do it. If you're not going to invest in a 5% mortgage return, then you're not going to get a 5% interest rate on your mortgage. If no one is interested in getting a 5% return because inflation is at 8, then they want to get an 8% return. So do pensions. Pensions have trillions of dollars. And I'm going to tell you, when rates start getting at 7 and 8%, you might see rates. That's my new guess, is that rates will stabilize because you will have buyers of those bonds. We're starting to see bids come in at 7%. When I say bids, no one was bidding on mortgages. No one in the secondary market has been wanting to buy a mortgage since the beginning of this year. Mortgages have been sold at a loss for 9 straight months. There's bids now at 7%. People want them. There are people out there. There are investors, whether it be insurance companies or your pensions or even cities, that want to get a 7% return. Why? Because they only got to pay out 4%. If they can invest and get 7
and make 3
and make a 3% spread, that's what's going on, folks. So I think that this is kind of an opportunity for pensions to sell their stocks right now before they completely collapse and invest in a 7% return on a Fannie Mae bond. That is not that. How is that going to help you? Mortgage rates might stabilize. If pensions can make 7 and 8%, and if inflation slows down, and when you start getting 3 and 4 and 5% inflation, people are going to like 6% returns. This is where the rub is going to be. This is where the opportunity is going to be for mortgages to go from 7 back to 6 or 5. Is if inflation gets back to 5 or 4%, then people will invest in those. That's what I think is going on, folks. I'm not always right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been right quite a bit in my lifetime. I've known you for 20 years. So,
well, unfortunately,
this makes sense radio. That's why I have to do the show.
Well,
because I get to hear it up front, close and personal.
That's where the opportunity lies. And so the big question is, will there be enough buyers at 7% who can afford your home when you want to sell it? Will you be able to afford the home when you want to buy the home you want to buy? And will you have a job when you want to do it? What happens if? That's why we always have to ask that question.
Well, what happens if we get here next week?
What happens if we come here next week? Will I be here? Yes, I will be here.
Will Tress be here? Yes, I think so. I think she'll be back.
Tress might be here next week. She's abandoned us for September. Make sure you go online and apply on TexasLending.com. We got a staff here. We'd love to help you with your home purchase, your home cash out refinance. You can go online and apply. You can call today. 972-387-4600. Next week, we want to bring you more up to speed. We'll find out what happens this week in the mortgage market. We did see mortgage rates go up after that Federal Reserve increase. Then they stopped yesterday. We'll see what happens, man. It's a crazy world. Hopefully, you can stay calm in this crazy world. Enjoy your sports weekend. Make sure you root for your favorite college team and your favorite pro football team. And we'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.